Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. We bid you welcome to RUSS's earnings conference call for the fourth quarter of 2021. We have here with us Mr. João Paulo Rossi Cupolone, CEO, and Fernando Miziara, CFO. We inform that this meeting will be recorded and has simultaneous translation into English. In order to select the audio you wish, click on Interpretation. For a better sound, we suggest to click Mute Original Audio. During the meeting, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and at the end, we will initiate the Q&A sessions when more instructions will be provided. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that forward-looking statements relative to the company's business perspectives, projections, and operational and financial goals are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Rossi, as well as information currently available to the company. Future considerations are not performance guarantee. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. The economic conditions, industry conditions, and other factors may affect the future results of the company and may lead to results that are different materially from those expressed in such future considerations. Now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. João Paulo Cupolone, CEO. Please, Mr. Cupolone, you may proceed.
Good morning, everybody. We are here on behalf of the board, one more earnings call for the year of 2021, the final results. This year was still a quite challenging year for us. We continued facing a scenario of uncertainties and low economic predictability after a long period living with the new coronavirus pandemic and its outcomes. The unemployment rate continues high, and the basic interest rate keeps its upward trend due to a rise in the main inflation indexes, thus affecting the Brazilian population purchasing power and its access to credit. Even facing such challenges, the company has remained concentrated on its restructuring process, focusing entirely on the mitigation of risks and execution of its financial deleverage plan and simplification of its operational structure. In this context, during the year, new financial debt renegotiations were celebrated with our main creditors. In the first half, the company successfully concluded the process of restructuring and settling corporate debt contracts with Banco Bradesco and Banco do Brasil. This was done using cash from the sale of assets that were to guarantee the same debts, as well as financial discounts that we got with the banks that affected positively the financial results of the company in 245 million reais. Therefore, the company's corporate debt fell by 56% in the last 12 months. In addition to the renegotiations formalized and concluded in 2021, the company also negotiated at the beginning of 2022 a new transaction to tackle another significant portion of its bank debt. As mentioned in the Fato Relevante, material fact, disclosed in February 2022, the company signed an investment agreement with investors that acquired 75 million of credits raised from construction finance operations, which will be partially capitalized and settled without disbursing cash. In the same operation, we also foresee credits from consumers generating favorable conditions for the company. If restructured, It will reinforce, these liabilities will reinforce our balance sheet and will be essential for the success of our new launches in the medium and long terms. Regarding our strategy to reduce costs and simplify our operational structure, our team's efforts continued to yield positive results over 2021, maintaining the downward trend of administrative expenses, which fell by 12% against 2020. We also have a positive result throughout the last quarters, closing partnerships and joint ventures of constructions that were done in strategic areas. Therefore, we have good control of this business, and we simplify our administration. We maintained resale efficiency of the units canceled. This year, it reached 89%, and we saw a performance, a flat transfer performance over the year with an SOS of 22% in this fourth quarter, in line with the same period of 2020. We still have challenges. However, we will be confident and diligent in our planning and in the results already achieved. We will be prepared to have a better and better situation to go into a new phase of the company, resuming growth and value creation with the development of new projects. After this introduction, we go to the results presentation. I'm going to start with the operational performance, and then Miziara, the CFO, will talk about financial results. First slide number two, where I approach sales contracted by the company or done. On the upper part of the slide, you see that gross sales reached 16 million in this fourth quarter, aligned with the third quarter. However, with a decrease as compared to the first two quarters of this year. It's a macroeconomic scenario that's not so certain, and there was a natural reduction in our inventory. The total of the year, 95 million, a reduction of 24% in ROIC against the same period last year. When we weigh this indicator considering the stock, we can see that SOS reached 12% in this quarter, less than the ones for the previous quarters. However, the YoY was 66%, maintaining in line when compared to the period that was closed in December 2020. In the lower part of the slide, we emphasize on the left side the participation of the sales of units delivered. That was 100% since all the projects were finished in 2020. On the lower right corner, we see the geographic distribution of the same sales. Most important, Porto Alegre and non-strategic regions that summed were 77% of the total sales of the quarter. Now, slide number three. On the upper part, we present cancellations throughout the last 15 months. On the 4Q 2021, the cancellations were 14 million, similar reduction to the one seen in gross sales as compared to previous quarters. The cancellations are associated to the effort of the company to improve its accounts receivables. The total cancellations in 2021, 89% have been resold, contributing to maintaining a high level of resale of the last quarters. to contribute to operational cash. In the lower part of the slide, we see the distribution in relation to the state of the projects and where they are, these canceled projects in this fourth quarter. Next slide, we see the profile of the inventory. It's a VGV of 120 million ROSI share. Besides the natural effect of sales that reduced our inventory in 2 million this quarter, there was a decrease of 5 million in our inventory related to reviewing the prices of the units that were canceled and came back with new prices. On the right upper part, we see the detail of the inventories according to the year they were launched. On the lower part, we see, number one, the finished units are 100% of our inventory, and 62% of this same PSV is in non-strategic regions. Slide five, the land bank of the company and its potential PSV. Currently, our land bank for allotment and construction is 61% of the total, and the plots that can be demobilized to reduce the cost and maintenance of these units are 39%. On the lower right part, we see that 100% of our land bank that has possibility of being launched in short term is in São Paulo. To accelerate the maturation curve of these projects, the company has analyzed the possibility of having partners with investors or other companies, and this may happen also with the alienation of these assets, and ROSI would construct or develop this project. Now I give the floor to Miziara to present his considerations on the financial performance of the company in this first quarter.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, João Paulo. Going on with the presentation, slide number six, we see the changes in the last quarters of corporate indebtedness of SFH and SFRS. As commented, ROSI in Banco do Brasil implemented successfully all the terms of debt renegotiation that was approved in December 2020, resulting in the total settlement of these agreements. With that, after having reductions in the leverage of the last years, we had a reduction in our corporate debt in 2021 with a total of 223 million. In the same slide, we see the changes in the financing to production debt and a cash balance that had a reduction and closed the quarter with 10 million. As a consequence of that, on the right lower corner, we see net debt of the company in December was 593 million. That represents a reduction of 29% as compared to the balance of 4Q 2020. It's important to highlight that according to a relevant fact, Fato Relevante, from February 2022, the company took an important step in financial deleveraging since we signed an agreement with BPS Capital, a company that acquired about 75 million in debt from the company. This debt will be partially capitalized and again settled without cash disbursement. Now slide number seven, we show on the upper part the changes. In this quarter, it was stable. The transfer speed, it was flat as compared to 4Q Q2020, as well as signature settlement. There was a reduction when we compare to the former quarters due to the natural reduction of inventory, and we still index without having new launches. And that reflects on the left lower graph, where we have the cash inflow from customers or clients that reached 21 million in the ROSI share. Also a reduction as compared to the last quarters. On the right lower corner, we can see a reduction of all the costs to be incurred with construction. Since the company did throughout 2020, it delivered all the launches. Now, slide number eight. First, we show the changes in the most important goals. In the upper left part, we show the net revenue, a total of 10 million in this fourth Q. And the YoY was 59 million as compared to a different number in 2020. This is due to a reduction in net sales in the year and the fact that increase in GBM, which is the most important index used to correct accounts receivables of finished units, was mitigated by a complement by the provision to cancellations. Since an important parcel of this accounts receivable is in delinquency. Also in this slide, we show in the lower left corner a reduction in G&A that keep dropping after renegotiation agreements and reviewing our internal processes. This effort, relentless, resulted in 12% savings in G&A expenses of the year as compared to 2020. In relation to commercial expenses, there was a reduction of 14% throughout 2021, what reflects a more careful management considering cash expenses. In 4Q 2021, total commercial expenses had a positive 10 million value due to the reclassification of cancellation provision, which after this fourth quarter is in gross margin. Anyway, the same adjustment was done for the results in 2020 to make it more clear. On the right lower corner, we see that net income loss was 162 million, and year-to-year was 191 million. Was worse considering 2020 that was 15 due to the financial discounts obtained in debt renegotiation of the company that were much higher in 2020, with a total of 155 million as compared to 246 million in this last year. Now, I give the floor to the operator to begin Q&A. Thank you. We'll now begin Q&A session. The questions may be done by the audio, clicking on Raise Your Hand available on the lower part of the screen right now. Then you'll be asked to open your microphone, and then you click on it. To send your question in written, click on Q&A and type. English questions will be received only via text. Please wait a moment as we collect the questions. We remind you that to ask questions, you only have to click on Raise Hand available at the lower part of the screen. To send your question in writing, click on Q&A, also available at the lower part of the screen, and type your questions. Just a moment, please, as we collect the questions.
ask questions through the audio, you only have to click on raise hand available at the lower part of the screen. To send it via chat, click on Q&A and type your question. Since there are no questions, so we give the floor to the company for their final considerations. So we now close our earnings conference call. I want to thank everybody for their participations, for the collaborators, and especially to the whole team and collaborators for one more year than that we are together facing challenges. And I want to leave a message of optimism. Since we have these new operations that we could structure with investors, and as well mentioned by Fernando, they have huge potential and the company is very much interested on them. And they are very important for this year of 2022. Thank you again. And be well. RESI's teleconference is thus adjourned. We thank you all for the participation and have a good day.